Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello, and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology-agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. Regardless of where you are in your digital transformation, whether you're just starting out or in the midst of your journey, this show covers everything you need to know to make your digital transformation successful. My name is Sarah Dokowitz, and I'm your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. In today's episode, we are going to dive into all things business process mapping in your digital transformation. And here to break it all down is Braden Gerbig, business strategy expert at Third Stage Consulting. Third Stage is an independent and technology-agnostic digital transformation consulting firm. And Braden and his team have worked with some of the world's leading organizations in their transformation journeys. Braden and his team have seen what it takes for companies of all sizes to see success, but they have also witnessed what companies have done or haven't done that led their business project astray. By breaking down your business processes in a distinct operational format, you can lay out exactly what you need in an enterprise software and get a firm grasp on how to best proceed with your digital transformation. Welcome to the show, Braden. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's start on a positive note, shall we? So how does someone know if they are on the right track with their business process during a digital transformation?
Generally speaking, knowing you're on track means, is the process understandable? Is it transferable? Is it repeatable? Those are the kinds of things that we look for when we're trying to establish standards and process independent of the system that we're seeking to implement.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. And could you maybe also talk to me a bit about letting the software determine how your processes are going to look? So do you ensure that your business processes drive how the software looks?
Yeah, so in the case where process is either not complete or not matured, the system can help identify gaps in terms of areas of requirement, things that the system performs, functionality. We can use those to drive process definition and really narrow the scope of the process by the function so that we're not chasing process. You know, sometimes process can be a difficult thing to define when there's no template, and the system can act as a template.
Yeah, absolutely. So what goes into implementation planning?
Quite a few things. Planning entails understanding the scope of the system. That's probably the biggest thing. So trying to define and put a box around the system in terms of what it is designed to do is probably the largest thing. And then taking a good solid inventory of not only process and data, but other technologies as well, what the system will interact with, how that interaction is going to take place, understanding the integration points, and then clearly setting out kind of a roadmap by way of milestones you're trying to achieve. And then having checkpoints along those milestones to make sure the implementation's on track.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great advice there as well. So what are the most common holes that companies have left out during the business process mapping, would you say?
Oh, geez. Most common holes would be points of integration, I think, other offline processes and systems, things that maybe didn't get accounted for in requirements. But that are necessary to complete a process. A lot of times we find that things are done outside the system because the system wasn't either functioning in a way that completed a process, or the system wasn't designed to function for the fit that the business was trying to achieve.
And if you had to prioritize, what are the most important elements out of the transformation that need to be planned, like the ands if or no ands if or buts, would you say?
The most important elements out of a transformation would probably be establishing the baseline of where you are and in terms of where you want to be, future state. And that's best done through a good thorough review of requirements and really understanding the organization as a whole, doing a lot of readiness assessment in terms of areas of gap of capability from where you are now versus future state, and then laying out a plan to go through that transformation. So, that entails a lot of communication. It entails understanding the challenges on the front lines, but then also understanding what the future state capability looks like.
Yeah, that's also huge and important, like you said. And it sounds like the more aware you are of like what to look out for, it just becomes easier to spot those indicators that can throw the digital transformation off track entirely. So super awesome to have that information that you're sharing with us today. And we're going to take a quick break, but when we do come back, we'll explore the potential solutions to any business process mapping gone wrong.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Welcome back to the Digital Stratosphere podcast. I'm Sarah Dokovich speaking with Braden Gerbig of Third Stage Consulting. And before the break, we discussed the potential holes in a business map that could hint at transformation failure. So now let's turn the page and talk about what to do about it. So Braden, say someone spots one of the holes that you mentioned before the break, right? So what is the best course of action to take to help get things back on track?
Typically, it's going through kind of level setting and going back to a starting point that you can identify deviation from. So, in the case of a process, let's say if there's a gap in, say, how inventory is tracked, it's kind of walking back through from the starting point of understanding how that gap was generated, and then also understanding what the fix might be, and then clearly documenting the gap and setting a priority to that gap. So it's really just walking back from the start and going through a thorough assessment to make sure you've covered all the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk to me about the cost of fixing a potential ERP failure, because in cases you've seen where an organization's transformation efforts have gone off the rails, how much do companies end up paying beyond the original budgeted amount to fix that problem?
It depends really on how big the failure is. In some cases, it can be multiples of the original implementation, or at least the original estimate. If it's a complete re-implementation, that's worst case. It can double the cost. If it's cleanup and re-implementation on top of a cleanup, then it's, in some cases, 2-3 times the cost. It just really depends on how far off track the implementation has gone. In a lot of cases, it's purely an extension of the existing timelines and the cost associated with those extensions.
So definitely, it's safe to say that you probably want to have a cushion just for anything potentially happening down the road in case, just in case.
Yeah, it's always good to plan for contingency. It's always good to understand what your risks are. Risk assessment is a key part to any planning process. And I think making sure that there's a thorough effort to understand those risks really is critical. And that can extend not only to the technology itself, the system itself, but also the risks around your processes and the people associated with that, those processes. There's a lot of elements in terms of availability and knowledge base, knowledge transformation that needs to be assessed. And a lot of times that's not assessed thoroughly, or at least not thoroughly enough. And you can run into problems in the middle of an implementation, which is never a good thing.
Absolutely. So we also speak a lot about organizational change management on this show. So I wanted to focus our last segment on warning signs, specifically as it pertains to OCM. And how do you know if your change management strategy specifically is going to pose a potential problem?
Yeah, you know, change management is one of those things that you need to stay on top of. You need constant communication, regular checkpoints. Tools need to be employed to not only reach out to the organization, but have the organization communicate back to the project team. That dialogue is extremely important in understanding the direction of the project, but then also identifying areas that need additional work, even as the project's in flight. So it's kind of a health check that occurs consistently throughout the project. And without that, you can deviate from what you're trying to achieve, and you don't want to deviate too far.
Yeah, totally. Well, yeah, all of this conversation today has been super informative about this particular topic. So I wanted to thank you for your time and your knowledge. And before we sign off though, where can our listeners go for more information on how to reach digital transformation success?
Yeah, they can go to our website. There's quite a bit of material on our website, Third Stage Consulting, or email me at braden.gerbig@thirdstage-consulting.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again for your time today and sharing your knowledge with us.
Great. Thank you.
And I wanted to thank all of you again for listening. As always, again, I'm Sarah Dokovich, and we'll see you next time on the next episode of the Digital Stratosphere Podcast.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.